When you travel in Britain, one thing you're struck by is the British passion for Indian food. It used to be fish and chips, but these days it's chicken tikka masala. We're learning about that right now as we're joined by Madhur Jaffrey.
Yeah.
I like the way you described mustard seeds as the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde of spices.
Yes,
tell us
exactly.
About that.
You see, mustard seeds are, you think of mustard seeds as spicy because you have them as mustard in this country, mainly the made mustard. But if you throw mustard seeds in hot oil, they pop and turn absolutely nutty and there's no heat. So we are magicians in India at spices. We can get 10 flavors out of one spice, like a painter would. You know, if you take red, if you mix it with blue, it becomes purple. If you mix it with different colors and different amounts, you get different shades of reds and blue, purples and blues. So we know that with spices.
And when you are a connoisseur of great Indian food in Britain, as a person from India, are there any just ingredients that you simply cannot get right outside of India that makes it a disappointment? Or can they recreate anything these days?
Well, nowadays, practically everything. There are a few types of chilies that you can't get, which I'm trying desperately to get.
Uh-huh.
But mostly in the Indian stores, you can get everything now. And that includes America. If you know where to go, and now you can go on the internet and go online and order anything you want.
That's great
So don't
news.
Let it stop you from making Indian food.